This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, we made history last week, you and I. They have a, as you walk...
What, me falling asleep on air?
Genesis Communications Network, you know, when you walk into the lobby, you know, as you first enter the building, they have some photographs on the wall. And there you and I are. We are in the center of the photographs. And there we are, and we made history falling asleep on air. We were the first to ever have done that.
Well, like I said, it's the wee small hours of the morning here. And I had been working really, really hard that day with physical labor, and it's tiring.
Yeah.
That people, if they're going to go and you know, become involved in a preparedness lifestyle, they have to be aware of the high levels of fitness, physical fitness,
yes,
that are required,
right,
you know, just for daily tasks.
I did not mean that as a negative in any way, shape, or form. But what it does is it illustrates that, you know, we're a faculty of volunteers. We are volunteering our time day and night to prepare, to present information, to present things that we have learned that we're willing to share with anyone who is willing to listen, to pay attention. And we do it on our own time, day and night. And you are the prime example of that. In the middle of the night in Australia, you wake up for this broadcast to spend 2 hours with us every week. And I really want to thank you. So I was kind of just, you know, kidding about how we are on the Hall of Fame in the lobby at Genesis Communications. I was just kidding about that. You know, I think it illustrates the point that what, as you said so eloquently, the lifestyle that many of us at USA Preparers have is rigorous. You know, people will call the farmhouse right after the broadcast is over, and I'm gone. I'm on the tractor. Before the broadcast, I was out working on the baler because we're going to be baling hay today. And so, you know, checking it, greasing it, making sure everything is right because I want to avoid failures. That's before the broadcast starts. I mean, so our day begins before the microphone is powered up. And that's just the way it is. And I know it's that way with you. So I wanted to thank you and let our audience and class know that that's really what it's like. This is live radio. There's no safety net, none whatsoever. It's not scripted. It's what you hear is what we think. And speaking of that, Gwyneth, you have not met this instructor, but he is he's in Guatemala. His name is Mike Ma. Mike Ma has been to the farm many times. He stayed overnight here many times. He He likes this area of the world. He teaches classes on survival. He is a combat Marine. He's been in the thick of it in Vietnam. And he's had to do some awful things in order to stay alive. There were people that wanted to kill him, and he had no choice but to return fire and kill them. And he's talked about that. He's talked about that on the air. Well, Mike Ma is in Guatemala, and there is a volcano that has erupted in Guatemala. And the closest thing that I can think of to this volcano, looking at the images of what has happened in Guatemala, is like Pompeii. And what I'm talking about, there was a Mount Vesuvius erupted, and the pyroclastic blast was about 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit. It's dust, it's hot gases, and it killed people almost instantly.
Yep.
I mean, within seconds. And they became what looked like statues. Whatever position they were in, they were
entombed.
In that position. Yes, they were entombed.
Yep.
That's a great word. They were entombed in this ash that is the consistency of ground white flour.
Concrete.
Except it's heavy. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like airborne concrete. And
yep.
It really looks like Pompeii. I mean, that's the first thing that I said when I talked to Mrs. Finelli about that. I said the first thing that came to my mind was Pompeii. And it's horrific. It's worse than the Dust Bowl because as the Dust Bowl of the 1930s in the United States, you can't get away from the dust. You can't get away from the ash. The ash has covered cars, people, houses, streets, trees, vehicles of all kinds. It's absolutely horrific. A river of ash in Guatemala. And, I remember several years ago, Mike Ma called me up. He was in Guatemala, and he said, "Hey, Vincent, I didn't, the volcano was starting to erupt, and I didn't know if I was going to die, within minutes." And he said it was really, really terrifying. There's no place to go. Because the ash travels at about 60 miles an hour at 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep.
And I don't know anyone who can run 61 miles an hour. Nobody.
Yep.
So there are people in cars. And then imagine you go, okay, it's okay, we're going to get in the car, let's go. And there's people in front of you that have no idea that right behind them is this eruption. They have no idea. And they're in your way, and they're not moving. So people are on motorcycles, dirt bikes, and, Mike Ma has a motorcycle, and he travels around Guatemala in that motorcycle. And I imagine that would probably be the safest thing to be in to get out of the way, if you can get out of the way. So it's very serious. There are at least 200 people dead, at least, so far. Now, that whenever they have these death tolls, they are way, the numbers are way low.
Underestimated.
Underestimated, yes. And I am looking at pictures of vehicles that were literally buried in ash. Houses buried, several feet, up, from the ground up, it looks like maybe the first floor is almost covered with ash. It's only the second story that would be above the ash. And I have a little vial of ash that was collected from the Mount St. Helens eruption. One of our instructors, Andy Gibbs, gave it to me many, many years ago. He went out there to view the eruption to see what it's like. So I have a little vial, like the size of a 35-millimeter film can of ash, and it's very heavy. So this ash, it's not like a light dust. If you get buried in it, it's like I don't think you can get out. And there are,
yeah.
I'm just looking at bodies that are just lying flat. They've just fallen over. Their hands are in a position where it looks like maybe they were reaching for help or they just fell. And that's the way they are preserved, entombed in this concrete-like dust. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. So we're not in charge.
Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand, inside a volcanic caldera of the Yellowstone type. Okay. 80 kilometers, that's about 50 miles down the road, you had a second, it's still there, of course, you have a second caldera, and that is the Taupo caldera. So I lived, as a child growing up, around about 50 miles from the Taupo caldera, which is one of the biggest volcanoes that has ever erupted on the earth. So if you go to your favorite search engine and type in T-A-U-P-O, you will be able to read all about it. And when I was, I would have been in my early 20s, and there was an adjacent volcano, probably about 20 years ago, called Ruapehu, and that was R-U-A-P-E-H-U, erupted. And it sent a cloud of volcanic ash across the city of Rotorua and deposited probably around about 4 inches of ash across the whole city. And that was not fun to clean up. And, you know, I was not living in Rotorua at that time. I'd already moved to Australia. But I remember being extremely concerned about my mum and dad because I knew that they were still there in Rotorua. And this ash, it's what you've got to understand, it's not like ash from a fire. Ash from a fire is quite light. This is, it quite literally is like concrete dust, okay? But it's concrete dust with a high silicon content, and it has lots and lots of points all over it. If you could look under the microscope, it would be like looking at powdered, very sharp powdered glass, okay? That's what this dust is like. And if you get a lungful of it, it will probably kill you. And fortunately, my mum and dad had the sense to take breathing precautions, gas masks or staying inside or whatever it is they did, so they didn't get their lungs full of this volcanic ash.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Gwyneth. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay. Yeah, we're back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we're talking about a volcano in Guatemala and also in New Zealand. And Gwyneth, you're talking about how sharp and dangerous this volcanic ash is, and it will slice up the inside of your lungs and you'll die.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. If you get one lung full of this stuff, okay. If anyone ever has the misfortune to get caught in a volcanic ash cloud, it's very, very important that you do not breathe any of the ash in, okay? You know, if you are inside, you should stay inside. Do not open any doors or windows, okay? And if you have any air conditioners that are vented to the outside, you should not open the vents, and you should not turn the air conditioning on, okay? And chimneys should be blocked. Yeah, and just, you know, you need to block underneath doors, and you need to tape around the edges of windows, because this dust, it really is so fine, okay? It will filter in through cracks in window frames, under doors, through keyholes, you name it. And especially when these ash clouds come, you've got to be aware that if the cloud's traveling at 50 or 60 miles per hour, that's a 50 or 60 mile per hour wind, okay? which means it's sandblasting the stuff. Okay? That's why, you know, and even if, you know, you've taped up your whole house and then you get loved ones hammering at the door, you are going to have to leave them outside. Do not let them in, because you'll fill the whole house with this blooming stuff. Okay? It's bad. It'll kill you. It'll kill you within just a few breaths. And that's really, really important for people to realize. And you might think that you don't live in a volcanic area. And my son and I were having a conversation today, and he said, gee, Mum, it's good that we don't have any volcanoes in our area. And I said, ah, son, you've got to look around you. I said, there's this volcano, that volcano, that volcano, that volcano, and there's several dozen volcanoes within about 80 kilometres of us. And if you expand that range to 250 kilometres, there's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and we're actually right in the middle of a vast volcanic field. And he says, oh, yeah, but they're extinct. And I said, well, they're technically they haven't erupted in a very, very long time, but you can never really regard any volcano as being extinct. And I pointed out a particular place that's about 100 kilometres from where we are that has hot springs. And I said, the fact that there's hot springs over there just naturally bubbling out of the earth, and of course it's a spa town, okay? People go there for a hot bath. And it's not as big a spa town as Rotorua. And the springs are not as abundant as they are in Rotorua because this is a lower rainfall area. But nevertheless, there's enough hot springs there for them to be able to have a little bit of a tourism industry with people coming and having, hot baths. And I say, well, that proves that the volcanic field is not totally extinct, the fact that you've got hot springs there. And it hasn't been active in quite a long time. And we don't generally get earthquakes here. And, there's been no volcanic eruptions here in the history of white settlement. But the history of white settlement here is only about 250 years. So in geological time, that's something like the blink of an eye. And you've got to be aware of the surroundings that are around you.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weeks after the big eruptions by Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, officials in Guatemala are dealing with a crisis there. Still searching for missing persons after a major eruption on Sunday. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hundreds are still missing from the deadly eruption that sent hot gas and smoke over 6 miles into the sky above the Central American volcano. I was able to speak to Geraldina Mata, who works for Operation Blessing, housing in Guatemala City.
All these homes are under the ashes of the volcano. So it's very sad. A lot of these families have lost everything.
Many of the rescue workers fled just ahead of the fast-moving lava flows that reached 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Angry at steel and aluminum tariffs, Mexico is now targeting billions of dollars worth of American goods with tariffs of its own. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I just received an email from Mike Ma. My email to him said, Mike, are you okay? Pretty serious there, Vincent. Okay, I want to make it short and sweet. Just got an email back. It says, now I'm in Oklahoma being a cowboy. Just got back from China and the Orient for 5 months. Many challenges to overcome. I was in more danger there than in Guatemala surviving a volcano.
Wow.
I'm in good health and in good spirits. Thank you for thinking of me. It means a lot to me. I hope the family is well. I think of all of you and our fun times together. Maybe that means I'm getting old. Take care. God bless Mike. It's Mike Ma. So he's safe. He's in the United States, in Oklahoma, just several hours down the road from us here. And it's good to hear from him. I'm glad he's out of harm's way, but there are others who are in harm's way. Very, very serious. And, you know, when I'm out on the fields, Gwyneth, I look at the dirt that we have, and I know some of the dirt on our farm came from the Dust Bowl. I know it came from west of us, and it came from Texas, and it came from Kansas, and it came from Oklahoma. And there are some farms that don't have very much dirt at all on top of the rocks, and we have more than most. So it's kind of fortunate for us, so we're able to grow, you know, grass a little better than some other farms. But the Dust Bowl, very serious. Very serious. And volcanic ash is even worse. And what you said rings true to everything that I've learned about the Dust Bowl. And when the dust was coming, you know, you'd see it off in the distance. You'd run into your house. You'd make sure that you stuffed newspapers under the doors. Any cracks were sealed up. Keyholes were sealed up. Any window cracks were sealed up. You put wet cloth over your face so you wouldn't inhale the dust. And if you were trapped in it, you couldn't get your bearings. You couldn't figure out where you were because you were in a fog of dust. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. All the signs, the landmarks were not visible. It was just awful. No place to go. And people would sweep out their houses and their cabins. And, you know, you'd have inches of dust in your cabin after the dust blew up, you know, by you. And dust went from the Midwest to Boston. They got the dust away. Yes. So from the middle of the country to the East Coast, this dust flew airborne. And so when you think about that, you think about how dangerous volcanoes are. So I did a quick search about, you know, the United States and, you know, which states have volcanoes. Well, there's the Crater Lake volcano in Oregon. There's the Redoubt volcano in Alaska. There's a Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii. The Lassen Volcanic Center in California. The South Sister volcano in Oregon. The Mount Shasta volcano in California. The Mount Hood volcano in Oregon. And the Mount Rainier volcano in Washington. Those are just some of them. But there are only three that are really of concern, and that would be Kilauea in Hawaii, the Yellowstone caldera in Wyoming, and Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Those are the ones that, you know, are still of some concern. But do you have more you'd like to share about the dangers of volcanoes or any experiences that you've had that you think we should know about?
Okay. If you, like I say, the key thing to remember, in the aftermath of a volcanic eruption, once you begin to see the sunshine again, okay, you need to go out and you need to, or when you can see that the visibility is improving, even if it's still clouded over. Okay, once you can see that the dust cloud of volcanic ash has more or less settled and has gone away, even if the sky is still cloudy, you need to climb up to your roof, and you need to have a spade, and you need to have a broom, and you need to get that volcanic ash off your roof, because if you don't, normally what happens within about 24 to 48 hours after a volcanic ash cloud passes over, it starts to rain. Okay? And there's reasons for that. The volcanic ash actually seeds the clouds. And you have to get that volcanic ash off your roof before it rains, or it will set like concrete. It will quite, and you will not get it off your roof. And you need to, you need to be very, very aware of how much weight is on your roof. And there have, it varies depending on the strength of your beams in your house. But there have been houses that have collapsed with as little as 12 or 18 inches of volcanic ash piled onto the roof. It's that heavy. And so when you are sheltering in your house, you need to pay close attention to what's happening to your roof beams, okay? And you need to, if need be, if you've got heavy furniture in your house, like, I don't know, an oak table or something like that, some heavy, heavy cupboards, where you can make a shelter similar to what you would shelter in an earthquake. You need to make that sort of shelter. Even if you have very heavy doors in your house, you can lean them against a wall and crawl into the cavity. If you think that your roof is, and you'll know because you'll hear the groaning sort of sounds of the, and you'll realize that your roof beams, and you'll begin to see sags if you can see your roof beams in your house. And you will begin to realize that your roof is in trouble. And you need to, like I say, get some heavy doors, heavy furniture, and you need to shelter underneath something that can take a lot of weight falling down on top of it, okay? And realize, and preferably, if you've got time, take something under there that you can use to dig your way out, because you might have to. So if you have a spade, if you have, you know, an ice pick or something like that, something, anything that you can dig with, you may have to dig your way out. Okay, and like I say, if you've got time, then get things like food, energy foods in particular, water, and put it under the table with you, because you may be underneath that, you may be in that cavity for days, okay? And take something with you that you can use to make a racket, okay? So, you know, air horn, bell, something like that. And pay attention, if you are trapped in that sort of situation, pay attention to what's happening on the outside of you, of your cavity. If you are trapped in that sort of cavity, take blankets and pillows and mattresses in underneath there and have a little, treat it as your little survival pod. Okay, because that's probably, if your roof collapses, that's probably what it will end up being. But like I say, don't wait to be rescued. If you can see that, you know, that this, that your roof has collapsed, as soon as the dust settles, you know, you've got to try and dig your way out, because once it starts to rain, and it will rain, then the whole thing will sit like concrete, and that could well end up being your tomb, unless people come with jackhammers or something, because that's quite literally what it will take to get you out of there. And the thing is about volcanic ash, it's very, very good at deadening sound, okay? It quite literally is natural concrete. And you know that if you're in a concrete chamber and you shout your lungs out, no one can hear you. Okay? But this is what you need to do if you are ever trapped in that sort of circumstance. Yeah, and I pray to God that the people who are trapped there in Guatemala are going to be okay, because they are in a very, very, very unfortunate circumstance indeed. Yep.
I just looked very quickly. Let me just do a quick calculation here. One second. I'm just typing in some numbers. Divided by 9. Okay. What I've found out that if you look at a typical roof in the United States, it can support about 20 pounds of weight per square foot. Okay, so that's a roof in good condition. We'll talk about this is an average roof, 20 pounds per square foot before it becomes stressed. Now, what does that mean? Well, a saturated cubic foot of snow. So if you have 1 foot of snow that's saturated, that weighs about 20 pounds. So 1 foot of snow is about the maximum that you would want to have on a roof before it collapses. Okay. Now, what about a shovel full of snow? How much does that weigh? Well, a wet snow shovelful weighs about 20 pounds. When we come back, I'm just trying to give you an indication of snow versus ash. And I'll tell you how much ash weighs.
Ash is a lot heavier.
Way heavier. When we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I did some quick back of the napkin, if you will, type calculations during the last few minutes of the broadcast. And here's the way it is. So a typical roof, if it's in good shape, should be able to sustain a load of about 20 pounds per square foot. Okay? 20 pounds per square foot. Well, if you have some wet snow and it's a foot thick, one square foot of that weighs about 20 pounds. That's about the maximum you'd want to have on your roof. Okay, let's convert that to dry volcanic ash. So dry volcanic ash weighs about 22 pounds for 4 inches thick. Much, much heavier. So now if you had 1 foot or 12 inches of dry volcanic ash on your roof, that would be about 66 pounds per square foot. That is
that will collapse your
a little
roof.
Greater
just four
than,
inches. 3 or 4
yes.
inches will collapse your roof. That's
mm-hmm.
not much.
So 1 foot of it, right, 1 foot of it is greater than three times a typical roof's carrying capacity. That's if the roof is in good shape. Now, let's just talk a little bit more about this. Well, when you re-roof a house, what happens is you start with the first roof. You've got the sheathing under the roof or the pine decking, okay, under the roof. Then you have, well, you've got some boards. We'll call it plywood. We'll call it roof sheathing. We'll call it decking, whatever it is. Then you've got some tar paper, and then you've got some roof shingles. When you add your next roof, because the first one failed and you want to replace the roof, they just add the next roof on top. Now you're adding more weight, a lot more weight on top of the first roof. Then that roof wears out and you add another one on top. So now you have seriously decreased the amount of load carrying capacity of your roof because you have the first roof plus the second roof plus the third roof. And those shingles are really heavy, really heavy. So you can look that up and find out how much the shingles weigh that you've got on your roof, and you'll be quite surprised. Now, wet ash, we've been talking about dry ash. So a foot of dry volcanic ash will be greater than 3 times the typical roof's carrying capacity. If it gets wet, it'll be 2 times greater than that. Or a foot of it would be greater than 6 times your roof's typical carrying capacity if it's a new roof, if it has not been re-roofed, and if there's no rot, you know, in the structure. So this is quite serious. And that's why you've got to get it off right away, as Gwyneth said, because it'll form a substance akin to concrete. Very well said, Gwyneth.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know, class, we didn't talk about this before the broadcast. This is just off the top of our heads. You know, this is something that we had not planned to discuss at all. It just happened, and we thought you should know about what you should do. So what do you need to prepare for? Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And doomsday preppers,
everybody ought to have P2 full-face gas masks in their house. They're just useful for a bunch of things, and one for every family member. And this is one circumstance where that and a set of safety goggles would be definitely necessary for clearing the ash off your roof before it starts to rain. And it's very, very important to remember that rainstorms always follow volcanic eruption. The two are like a horse and carriage.
Gwyneth, when we come back, what would you like to talk about?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.